Get ready. Xfinity Flex has unlocked shows and movies from all over the globe, and you can watch for free right from your couch. Journey to Japan with shows from Anime Network. Go back to the Wild West with Billy the Kid and other MGM Plus picks. Celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month with hits from Kokawa and Haya. And break out your dance moves with iHeartRadio's K-pop hits playlist. Find new entertainment on Xfinity Flex. All for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I love mornings, which is a good thing since the Today Show starts early.
Good morning, welcome to Today.
Those first hours set the tone for the day ahead.
We're here to give you the best start. You get the news, learn something new, and even get a little boost.
You start the day off with a clean slate, and we hope you'll start it with us.
We begin our day so you can take on yours.
Because every day needs today.
Watch the Today Show weekday mornings at 7 on NBC.
Most TVs are smart nowadays, but with busy home screens and remotes with too many or too few buttons, smart shouldn't mean complicated. That's why Roku TV is the smart TV made easy. The customizable home screen puts your inputs, streaming favorites like iHeart, and free live TV all in one place. From simple settings anyone can understand, automatic updates with the latest features, and much more, Roku TV is more than a smart TV. It's a better TV. Learn more today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
And we continue with our American stories. And all week long, we're honoring those police, those officers and sheriffs who gave their lives serving and protecting us. All week long, we're honoring them. It's National Police Week. Each and every year, we tell these stories. And by the way, we tell them all year long, too. Shelby Houston was getting ready to preach at her church for the first time back in December of 2021. She was as nervous as any sensible 18-year-old girl would be about such a thing. Her father, Richard Houston, a 21-year veteran of Mesquite, Texas's police department, did what good fathers do. He sent her a reassuring text. Not long after that text was sent, Shelby's dad responded to a domestic disturbance call in a parking lot outside an Albertsons grocery store. When he arrived, a married couple were fighting over an alleged affair. When Houston tried to calm the situation, as he'd done time and time before, the married man shot him in the chest, then shot himself in the head. Houston died. His assailant survived. Americans don't know Houston's name, but we should. His life was a testimony to the hundreds of thousands of men and women in blue who protect us from harm. At the memorial service at Lake Point Church in Rockwell, Shelby, Houston's oldest daughter, was one of three people to speak at her father's funeral. She was preceded by Mesquite Chief of Police David Gill and Assistant Chief Doug Yates. Here is how Shelby started her eulogy, describing that text her dad sent her, not knowing his life would soon end.
And there's so much I want to say about my dad, but I would have to stand up here forever to do that. I've tried to find all the perfect words and to formulate all the right thoughts for this. But as I got up to preach last Wednesday for the first time ever, my dad sent me this text. He said, "Sometimes it feels overwhelming, but I'm here to tell you everything will be okay. You got this. Remember that no matter what, me and your mom got your back. Always and forever. Have fun tonight. Speak from your heart and don't look back. You will do great. I know you will, no doubt. I love you." I don't think he knew that this text would actually mean more than just another Wednesday night for me. It would actually be the text that would send me into speaking at his funeral a few days later.
Shelby somehow kept her composure, and she just kept going.
I know many of you knew my father as an officer. You may have seen him in his uniform with a badge and a squad car, but I saw my dad in a different fashion. always in his plaid pajama pants, book in hand, and his silver Ford F-150. Home has felt lonely without him here. I keep waiting for him to pull up in the driveway, to come inside and tell us about some crazy car chase he got into. Or maybe even how terrible the 7-Eleven taquitos were for lunch. You never knew. It was always a surprise what he had gotten into that day. However, there was no heavier surprise than to receive a call that your dad had been shot and killed. It will be a day I never forget.
Shelby then shared some personal stories. Stories that reflected her dad's nature and character as a man and as a dad.
There are plenty of stories of his time spent as an officer, but there was another side of him that I had the privilege of knowing as my dad. He was goofy, incredibly too sarcastic. There was always a joke up his sleeve. There was never a volleyball, baseball, or football game he was going to miss. Never a band competition he'd miss either. Not for me or my siblings. He was our biggest fan, on and off the court and field. He encouraged me, pushed me, and supported every decision I made.
What happened next and what Shelby shared with friends, family, neighbors, and members of her church congregation was a remarkable testimony to her faith, which she'd learned from her father. Like her father's example, her words were a reflection of God's grace and mercy here on earth.
I remember having conversations with my dad about him losing friends and officers in the line of duty. I have heard all the stories you can think of, but I've always had such a hard time with how the suspect is dealt with. Not that I didn't think there should be justice served, but my heart always ached for those who don't know Jesus. Their actions being a reflection of that. I was always told that I would feel differently if it happened to me. But as it's happened to my own father, I think I still feel the same. There has been anger, sadness, grief, and confusion. And part of me wishes I could despise the man who did this to my father. But I can't get any part of my heart to hate him. All that I can find is myself hoping and praying for this man to truly know Jesus.
Shelby, at life's darkest hour, was thinking not about the soul of her father, she knew he was in heaven, but about the soul of the man who took her father's life. Shelby, valiantly holding back tears, brought things back to the man she so loved and who so loved her.
There was still a lot of life I was looking forward to spending with him. 18 years with you, Daddy, was just not enough time. You were faithful, steadfast, kind, loving, selfless, and hardworking. On December 3rd, you were silenced, but you will forever live on in my heart today and all the days to come. I'd do anything in the world to see you again, to laugh with you again, to watch your terrible dance moves, to listen to another joke, to practice volleyball with you, to watch birds with you again, to catch one more fish, to wrestle one more time, to hug you again, to hear your voice at last. In my deepest wound, I saw the glory of Jesus, and it has astounded me. You're my hero, Daddy, and I'm so proud to call you my father. I love you most, and I'll see you someday soon.
Houston received many commendations in his 21 years on the job, serving and protecting his community, 48 to be precise. He also had 2 life-saving awards in his career. There were also multiple incidents where he was able to talk down suspects, including a man attempting suicide. But Houston's greatest work his most important work, he saved for his family and his God. His daughter's eulogy was the fruit, the proof of a life well lived, a life of faith beautifully walked. The story of Richard Houston, the story of so many fallen soldiers and their families, here on Our American Stories.
Xfinity Flex has unlocked shows and movies from all over the globe, and you can watch for free right from your couch. Journey to Japan with shows from Anime Network. Go back to the Wild West with Billy the Kid and other MGM Plus picks. Celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month with hits from Kokawa and Haya. And break out your dance moves with iHeartRadio's K-pop hits playlist. Find new entertainment on Xfinity Flex. All for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
$25 all-in tickets to over 3,800 shows. Concert Week is going on now through May 16th. It's the best time to get tickets to see all your favorite artists like Beck and Phoenix, Big Time Rush, Fall Out Boy, Janet Jackson, Country Wayne, Shania Twain, Snoop Dogg, and many more. With $25 all-in tickets, you can fill your year with shows. So get your friends and grab your $25 all-in tickets now through May 16th. Head to livenation.com/concertweek. That's livenation.com/concertweek.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/summer and enter promo code SUMMER for a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/summer. Promo code SUMMER for a free Yeti-style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.